AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Funerals are planned this week for 11 children killed at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas, as well as for teacher Irma Garcia. Off-duty Border Patrol agent Jacob Alvarado was at a nearby barber shop when he heard what was happening at the school.
I looked for a gun. My barber said he had a gun. Both of us raced over to the school and met up there.
He told NBC's Today Show he didn't have the needed gear and didn't go in.
To me, I believe everyone there was doing the best that they could, given the circumstances. Yeah, I believe everyone there was doing everything in their power.
Some Democrats have been voting in Republican primaries to keep Donald Trump-backed extremists from winning control of state and federal governments. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
In Georgia, Diane Murray says it made her feel icky, but it had to be done. The Democrat voted in the GOP primary for Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger to stop a Trump-backed election denier from winning. Raffensperger probably would not have won the primary without people like Murray. An AP analysis of early voting records from data firm L2 found an unusually high number of so-called crossover voters who were key to beating Trump's hand-picked candidates. Dozens of states allow the practice, and it's playing out in multiple primaries, but it's often ineffective. In some cases, Democrats were too focused on their own competitive races to vote in GOP primaries. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Conference Board says consumer confidence edged lower in May as Americans' view of their present and future prospects dimmed in the midst of persistent inflation. Three more nations have joined an international investigation team probing war crimes in Ukraine. A jury has resumed deliberations in the defamation lawsuits in Fairfax, Virginia, for Johnny Depp and ex-wife Amber Heard. This is AP News. The rising number of traffic deaths in the U.S. is focusing on one road in Philadelphia. Roosevelt Boulevard is known as Philadelphia's corridor of death.
It's got high speeds. It's got many lanes. It feels like an expressway, but it's in the middle and between neighborhoods.
Christopher Polchowski is with Philadelphia's Office of Transportation Infrastructure and Sustainability.
You would not design a street like that today.
Studies show black communities like this one in Philadelphia have felt more of an impact from traffic deaths during the pandemic.
Roosevelt Boulevard is crazy.
John Baugh's son, JJ, was killed in a hit and run.
The police told me that they found him on the street. On the road, he was hit, and they didn't know how long he has been there for.
Data from the first 4 months of 2022 show more pedestrians died on Philadelphia roads so far this year than people in cars. Many of the city's ideas for fixing Roosevelt Avenue have been championed under new federal strategies. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.